earth, and sky.
Climate change is happening now. It's not a theory. It's a set of observed facts. It's affecting many of the things that people care about. And it's vitally urgent that we reduce emissions as fast as possible and prepare to adapt to changes that will be inevitable because of climate change that is already underway.
You're listening to Jane Lubchenco, head of the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, or NOAA, and this is Earth Sky's Clear Voices for Science. Earth Sky caught up with Dr. Lubchenco at the Global Climate Summit in Copenhagen in December of 2009. She spoke with Earth Sky's Jorge Salazar about the impact of climate change on Earth's oceans.
Dr. Lubchenco, welcome to Earth Sky's Clear Voices for Science.
Nice to be back. Thank you.
Thank you. What's most important for people today to know about climate change impacts on Earth's oceans? What is your takeaway message today?
Climate change is already affecting oceans. It's making them warmer. It's making sea level rise. And it's making them more acidic. All of those changes affect both the beauty and the bounty of oceans.
Okay. Tell us a little bit about some of these changes that are being observed by scientists right now. One of the things that you spoke of earlier were fish species that are moving up northward, and they're also moving into deeper waters. Tell us more about some of these observed changes to marine biology, to some of the organisms that are living in Earth's oceans, and how scientists know this. Some of the science behind that.
We have good documentation that as the Earth as a whole warms, oceans are also warming, and that in turn is affecting many species in oceans. For example, we know that in the North Atlantic, 24 of the 36 stocks of fish that NOAA tracks have been moving northward. Fishes are changing their distribution, and so they can no longer be found where fishermen used to find them. They are moving to a different place. This general pattern is happening globally. Other changes that are happening in oceans as a result of the warming waters is that corals are bleaching with increased frequency, losing their colored microscopic symbionts that live inside corals, and causing coral reefs to become stressed. As the water warms, it also is melting ice in the Arctic, and many species that are dependent on ice for their homes, from polar bears to ice seals to many of the plants and animals that live in the water, are becoming increasingly threatened with extinction.
We, Earth Sky, have spoken with you before about these. One of the things we spoke of earlier today about the emergence of dead zones off the west coast of the U.S. When we spoke to you back then, there were a lot of question marks associated with why this was happening. Scientists were getting a handle that it was happening. Give us an update and about some of the things that you talked about earlier today. These dead zones off the west coast of the U.S.
Since 2002, every summer now, we have seen a dead zone off the coast of Oregon and Washington that is apparently caused by a change in both coastal winds that are linked to larger scale atmospheric circulation and caused by changes in oceanic circulation. Areas that used to be very, very productive are now becoming wastelands, if you will, dead zones, because of insufficient oxygen in the water that is a result of these combined oceanic and atmospheric changes that we think are most likely related to climate change.
And how, just follow up, and one more question, how widespread is this? How big is the problem?
The area ranges in size from year to year, and even during the summertime. It is a significant fraction of the area over the shelf off Washington and Oregon, so it's a very huge area that's being impacted.
What is the most important thing that you'd like to tell the people today about climate change?
Climate change is happening now. It's not a theory. It's a set of observed facts. It's affecting many of the things that people care about. And it's vitally urgent that we reduce emissions as fast as possible and prepare to adapt to changes that will be inevitable because of climate change that is already underway.
You've been listening to Jane Lubchenco, Administrator for the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, NOAA, a U.S. federal agency. Earth Sky spoke to her at the United Nations Climate Change Conference held in Copenhagen, Denmark, December 2009. To subscribe to this and other free science interview podcasts, visit the subscribe page at earthsky.org. I'm Deborah Bird. Earth Sky is a clear voice for science.
We're at earthsky.org.